welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Today, we're going to talk about personal brand. And by the end of today's episode, you're going to understand why every single CEO, founder, entrepreneur needs a personal brand, bar none. How you can build it, tools, resources, how it can benefit your company and your career. But before I go on, please share this with someone else who'd find it useful so they don't have to build their business themselves. All right, so you're a CEO in a company, and you might think as a CEO, you don't really have to worry about your personal brand. After all, you have a team of marketers and PR professionals to take care of your company's branding and your reputation. But the truth is, your personal brand is just as important as your company's brand, if not more. I'm going to read you some examples. So let's look at Warren Buffett, CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, known as the Sage of Omaha. There's a lot of other smart investors. He has a great personal brand. Gary Vaynerchuk, CEO of VaynerMedia. So his passion, his energy and entrepreneurship and social media has made him a household name. Elon Musk, love him or hate him, people know his name. And stock prices move when he tweets stuff. I would say that more people know Elon Musk's name than the companies that he owns. You may know the big ones, but you probably don't know the smaller ones that he's involved in. Sheryl Sandberg, John Ledger, like CEO of T-Mobile, COO of Meta, formerly Facebook. Really large personal brands. Richard Branson, Virgin, huge personal brand. Probably, again, more followed than his actual company. So people, why is this? Why are personal brands for CEOs and for anybody, why are they so impactful? It's because people don't buy from companies, they buy from people. And as a leader of your company, you are the face and the voice of your business. You're the one who sets the vision and the values and the culture of the organization. You're the one who influences how customers, partners, investors, employees perceive and interact with your company. So what is a personal brand? Well, personal brand is simply how you present yourself to the world. It's what makes you unique and memorable and trustworthy. And it's what showcases your expertise, your personality, and your values. And it's what helps you stand out from the crowd, and it attracts opportunity. Having a strong personal brand as a CEO can have unlimited benefits for your company, for your career, but here's a few of them. Personal branding leads to more content shares and social media engagement. According to entrepreneur.com, CEOs with a strong personal brand generate 7.8 times more social media engagement than their actual companies do. This means more exposure, awareness, and traffic for your business. Personal branding makes authentic engagement easier and helps build trust and credibility with customers and partners and stakeholders. According to LinkedIn, 56% of professionals say a business executive's presence on social media positively influences their purchase decision, and 66% say they would be more likely to recommend a company or brand if they followed a company executive on social media. A CEO's reputation is the company's reputation. According to Weber Shandwick, 45% of executives believe that a strong CEO personal brand is important to their company's overall reputation. A positive personal brand can enhance your company's image, reputation, and value in the market. See, personal branding is excellent for all these things, but it's also excellent for risk mitigation. According to Forbes, having a strong personal brand can help you deal with crises or negative publicity that might affect your company. By being proactive and transparent and communicating with your audience through social or other channels, you can minimize damage, you can restore trust, and you have a way to connect with the audience. And they already know who you are. That's the most important. Personal branding creates a real competitive advantage. Another stat from entrepreneur.com, personal branding has shown to dramatically increase entrepreneurs' raise funding. Also, it can help attract customers, differentiate a brand from a competitor. By showcasing your unique value prop, expertise, and thought leadership, you can position yourself as an authority and a leader in your industry. And personal branding functions a little bit like a parachute. So having a strong personal brand can also help you bounce back from failures or setbacks that might affect your company or your career. When you have a loyal and engaged audience that follows you for who you are and what you stand for, you can leverage your personal brand to pivot, reinvent, or launch something new. So then the question becomes, how do you actually build it? Well, there's a ton to unpack. I'm not going to go into everything here because a lot of this can transcend this specific conversation and start to turn into a marketing conversation, because a lot of the things that you would do for a personal brand are very similar to what you'd actually do to market a company. Almost, I would say most of them are. So all the different things you can do, you can build a website, you can run paid ads, you can do social media, you can jump on podcast, all this stuff. But we'll be very specific about the most useful things you can do. And there is no one-size-fits-all formula. So, but there are some general steps that you can follow. So first, you have to define your personal brand. Start by identifying your core values, your strengths, your passions, your goals. What do you want to be known for? What makes you different from others in your field? What is your as an individual, unique value proposition? Write down your personal brand statement that summarizes who you are and what you offer. And then you audit your online presence. Google yourself. See what comes up. Is it consistent with how you want to be perceived? Very simple, straightforward, but people don't do it. Do you have a professional website or a blog that showcases your work and achievements? Do you have active and updated social media profiles that reflect your personality and values? Do you have any negative or irrelevant content that might damage your reputation? Clean up any digital dirt, optimize your online presence for search and social media, and then you want to create valuable content. Content is key to building trust and credibility with your audience. You need to create content that showcases your expertise, insights, and opinions on topics related to your industry or your niche. You can use different formats such as blogs, podcasts, videos, ebooks, webinars. Share your knowledge and share the value with your audience. You can also leverage social platforms, Medium, LinkedIn, Quora, Twitter, whatever, Instagram, depends on your business. Amplify your reach and your visibility. And putting content out is not just enough. You also have to engage. It's called social media for a reason. You got to be social. So respond to comments, questions, feedback. If you have to, get someone else on your team to do it. But it's good if you do it a little bit yourself. Gary Vee, he's built an enormous business, built multiple enormous businesses. He still finds time. So can you. Okay. Participate in online events or forums. Reach out to influencers, collaborators in your industry. You can also use social media tools, polls, stories, live videos, create more engagement and interaction with your audience. You want to be consistent and authentic. You want to building a personal brand takes a lot of time. So you want to be consistent in creating and sharing valuable content, engaging with your audience. You need to be authentic and genuine in expressing yourself and your values. Don't try and copy someone else's style or voice. Don't have the need for everyone to like you. Be yourself. Let your personality shine through. A tribe will form around that personality. People can sense when someone's being fake or dishonest. So don't compromise your integrity or credibility for the sake of popularity. And the last thing that I just focus on for personal brand, because a lot of executives would say, well, how do I measure? So you're right. This is not a performance marketing play day one, meaning that for every piece of content you put out day one, you're not going to get a direct conversion on your product or service. It can accumulate over time. And there's very specific personal branding things that you can do that do have more of a performance metric associated with it. And that's a conversation for another day. But at the beginning, at the onset, you want to measure the growth of your brand and the growth of your influence by the traditional social and website and digital KPIs and metrics that you can track. So reach, the size of your audience or following on various platforms, engagement, who's commenting, who's liking, who's sharing, page visits, are you seeing traffic? Are you seeing your name searched? And then is that traffic leading back to the company website? You could have subscribers if you have an email list or a newsletter or a podcast, comments, mentions, and then eventually sales. And there are ways, again, to create a performance personal brand, but let's start with just getting one started. So these are the reasons and the strategies and the mindset that you have to take on when you're just getting started in building a personal brand. If you are a founder, if you are a CEO, if you are an executive, do it now, start now, because it takes a while to build up. Even if it's not for this venture, it'll be for the next one or the one after that or the one after that and that and that. Personal brand is with you for life. When I started my personal brand, I did it and it helped the company I was working at the time, but next company, it's still helping. And next company, it will help even more. And whatever I do in the future, it will help even more. You look at Gary Vaynerchuk, huge personal brand. He launches companies overnight because he has millions of eyeballs looking at him. So you can do that too when you build a big enough personal brand. It really does make everything easier. It reduces a ton of friction. So get started right now. And I would even say that if you're listening to this and you're not a CEO, you say you're just a in air quotes, but say you're a VP or another C-suite, or even I've seen people that are entry-level or mid-level, mid-management, entry-level non-management in companies built awesome personal brands. And the doors that it has opened has been absolutely phenomenal. But they all started basically with the steps that I just laid out. So start now and you will benefit from it in the future. Hold me to that. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.